What's the kind of tree that you showed me that you have in your yard that you...
Well, we have the mostly trees. We have the crepe myrtle.
What's the one that you have over there that you said someone makes jelly out of?
That's a plum. Oh, that's a cherry.
Uh-huh.
That's a tame cherry. And then we have pear trees.
What's the kind of tree that's got big white flowers on it?
Well, that is a kind of delicious pear.
No, it's not. It doesn't have pears. It just...
Just has the blooms on it?
Yeah, big white flowers and real shiny green leaves. The tree gets real big.
Oh, yeah, that's magnolia.
Uh-huh.
Magnolia. I have one of them right out yonder, but it never has berries. It's a little green one right out through there. And I set that one out yonder with a yellow look leaves on for magnolia, but it's a bay. And it never has bloom. The bays don't bloom. But the magnolias does. And they make a large white bloom, and it smell real good. They have a good odor to it.
Did you ever have a cowcumber tree or... Cucumber tree?
Yeah, there's a cucumber tree.
What does that look like?
Well, it's a kind of a slick bark, and it has a pretty good sized leaf, something like that.
It's broad
and
broad.
And it has trenches like in it, sort of like this.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call a cucumber tree.
Does it have flowers on it?
Well, I never did see any flowers on it. I don't believe they do.
And a kind of a bush or shrub that's got pink and white flowers on it. It blooms in late spring.
Well, we have a dogwood.
Uh-huh.
It has white flowers on it. Of course, sometimes some of them look a little pink, right? But it's mostly white flowers.
Do you ever hear of a spoonwood or spoonhut or mountain laurel or rhododendron?
I don't believe I did.
And a bush or shrub, the leaves turn bright red in the fall, and it's got clusters of berries on it.
Well, we have a, you could call it a tree, but it's kind of a weed-like. It has berries on it, it has blooms on it, large leaves, and the bark of it is kind of red-like. Well, it's green when it first comes up, but it finally turns red, and it has berries on it, about the size of a buckshot, and they'll turn red, and then get real ripe, they kind of dark looking, a little more about halfway between a red and a black.
What do you call that?
That's called poke salad.
Mm-hmm.
People eat that, eat the leaves of it. Early in the spring of the year, they say if you'll eat three meals of that, it does you more good than a round of purgative medicine will. It clean your system out and all.
Do you ever hear something called sumac or shumac?
Shumac, yeah. Yeah, there's some shumac bushes around here.